Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 121 for Thursday, October 29th. I'm Phil Frantz-Warkentin. Ice Futures Canada canola contracts were weaker Thursday morning, although activity was thin and choppy as values consolidated near the low end of their recent range. Canola is steady to down a dollar, the January contract down a dollar at $473.50 per ton. While recent activity has shifted the technical bias to the downside, chart support is still holding in that January contract around the $473 level. The Chicago soy complex is mixed in early activity with losses in beans, but a firmer tone in soy oil, and that kept activity on the choppy side in canola. Outside markets, including Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed, also provided little incentive for canola to move one way or the other. Rising North American production ideas and improving South American weather conditions were both putting some pressure on values, but on the other side, end-user demand remains solid, while farmers are reluctant sellers at current values. In the U.S., soybeans are down, while corn and wheat both higher. Soybeans down 2 to 5 cents, the January contract down 4 at $8.78 per bushel. The advancing U.S. harvest, rising production ideas, and reports of some reasonably favorable weather across most of the soybean-growing regions of Brazil all weighed on beans to start the day. However, weekly export sales were supportive at over 2 million tons, and that lent underlying support to beans. Corn, it's up 1 to 2 cents, the December contract up a penny at $3.77 per bushel. Harvest pressure in the big U.S. crop were both bearish, as was news that Chinese customers have stopped buying U.S. distillers' dried grains for the time being. However, solid weekly export demand was enough to provide underlying support for corn, giving the market an early boost. Wheat is up 3 to 8 cents, the December contract in Chicago up 6 at $5.13 per bushel. Weekly U.S. wheat export sales came in well above trade guesses. That accounted for much of the early strength. Persistent weather concerns in many wheat-growing regions of the world were also supportive, although forecasts calling for rain in the U.S. plains did limit the upside. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday morning, October 29th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Warkentin.